This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
My guest is Dr. Matthew Herford, the president and CEO of the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center's Community Care Behavioral Health Organization. Dr. Herford, thank you for being a guest on the program. Dr. Herford, people listening to this program, and the topic being mental health, may have a question about how do you define it? There's such a broad spectrum of what may go into that. How would you define mental health?
Well, this is such an important and commonly asked question because, of course, it's normal for people to have different moods and reactions to life events, to feel happy, sad, anxious, worried, stressed. I mean, these are all part of what makes us human beings. But for some people, the experience is different. And when someone is going through a mental illness, what they're really experiencing is something that's out of the ordinary of normal human experience from day to day. And we generally talk about mental illness as a group of mental conditions or disorders that represent really significant changes in people's thinking, their emotion, and or their behavior. And the distress that this causes interferes with one or more areas of your day-to-day living, like your relationships, your ability to function at work or school, your sort of daily functions like your sleep and your appetite, and that these difficulties don't just last for a few days, few hours or a day, but can last for weeks. So it's really a situation in which those symptoms are significant and sustained.
So they may not even know that they're dealing with a real problem. It's just maybe something that's in the back of their mind that's bothering them. They feel a little cranky, they're a little disoriented. And apparently nearly 20% of adults live with some form of mental illness. And then more than 20% of youth ages 13 through 18 currently have some point during their life where they'll have serious debilitating mental illness. So how do we get our heads wrapped around this?
Well, you're exactly right. And I think it's important, first off, to recognize that there really is no health without mental health. It's such an integral part of who we are and how we function in life. And for most of us, it's a part of just our overall well-being. These conditions, which include things like depression, anxiety, and more severe mental illnesses like bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, impact people regardless of age, race, ethnicity. It really doesn't discriminate at all. We've just wrapped up May Mental Health Awareness Month, and that's a national observation month that we've been recognizing in this country for the last 75 years to try and really break the silence and stigma around mental health and mental illness. We've come a long way since the days of institutions, asylums, and a culture in which people felt like it was somehow shameful to talk about mental illnesses, despite the fact that, as you said, in any given year, 20% of adults, and even more than that, a number of children or adolescents will experience some type of diagnosable mental health condition in a given month.
So there's a lot of denial that one might be wrestling with mental health. What's a characteristic you look for that says, you know, I really need help?
Well, you're certainly right about that, and denial both within ourselves about something we might be going through, as well as sometimes denying the fact that somebody you know or care about might be going through a significant mental health challenge. Now, we do this in physical health all the time. Plenty of people talk about, well, when they finally get around to seeing a doctor for a pain they've had somewhere in their body or some new symptom they've had, they say, well, you know, I've been feeling this way for a few weeks or months, but it finally got to a point. And the feedback from doctors is usually the same, which is, I wish it'd come in sooner. Sure. And the same is true on the mental health side. Oftentimes, that first part is just starting the conversation, just noticing that something is different, either in yourself or someone you care about.
Somebody just knows that they have a problem there. They're looking within. How do they find professional help? And how important is it that they get professional help?
Well, it's very important. And in some circumstances, it can quite literally mean the difference of life and death. The important thing is to feel comfortable taking that first step to finding help or treatment. And we're fortunate in Pennsylvania because we have an outstanding behavioral health treatment system with providers of different mental health services, ranging from traditional talk therapy or what we call psychotherapy to prescribers like psychiatrists and primary care physicians who can prescribe approved medications for many of these conditions. But there's also a whole host of different ways that that care can be delivered, including in person, in schools, and now increasingly online through telehealth modalities. So there's lots of great treatment options of how to get that care, how to get that treatment.
And there's a peripheral audience in this whole thing, and that would be the family of those who are suffering the mental health issue. Sometimes it affects them to the point where they create their own mental health challenges, and they need help as well. But it doesn't seem to work out that when that person says to the person who has the mental health issue, there's a great deal of denial. You're the one that needs the mental health care, not me. I'm perfectly fine. What do we do?
That can certainly be the case. And very often, a mental health condition, mental illness, does not just impact one person, that there is that ripple effect that you talked about, where friends, family, coworkers, and others are impacted as well. One of the ways it can be effective and engaging around that is to really talk with the person about what you're noticing, showing that you care enough about them to notice that something's not quite right. If we saw a loved one walking down the street with a new limp, we wouldn't think twice about saying, hey, what's going on with your leg? You weren't limping last week. Should you get that checked out? Can I help you get to the doctor? Get you an x-ray? Whatever we need to do. But we still struggle as a society with feeling as comfortable talking to someone when they might be significantly depressed or feeling more anxious or withdrawing from their relationships. But these are the same kinds of symptoms that somebody's experiencing, except they're a mental health symptom instead of a physical health symptom. So step one is just starting that conversation.
So we're lucky in Pennsylvania to have such a robust system to deal with this kind of need. Public and private resources offers both youth and adults. It has its ranking so high for quality of mental health access compared to other states. Why do you think that's the case? Why do we have more help than other states?
You're right. We are very fortunate here in Pennsylvania. Mental Health America, which is one of the leading mental health organizations, it's a great nonprofit. It also offers really nice resources on mental health education and resources at mha.org. They've ranked Pennsylvania consistently within the top 10, usually in the top 5, in a host of rankings around access and quality. I think the reason that we have such a good system here in Pennsylvania comes from a number of different reasons. We have wonderful universities and training programs. So every year we're helping to produce the next generation of therapists, case managers, psychiatrists, psychologists, and most people end up working close to where they receive their education or training. We've got a great supply line of mental health workers in our state. We also have a tradition of strong community-based care where we really work across our communities to mobilize not just the mental health treatment system, but also to engage schools, churches, athletic leagues, other human service systems in the fight against mental illness. And that's really important because most data shows that what we think of as traditional treatment in healthcare, think about hospitals, doctors and clinics, nurses, et cetera, that only really accounts for about 15% of our overall health outcomes. The other 85% has lots to do with where we live, who we spend time with, the kinds of behaviors we engage in. And so for us to have a really good system of care, we need to engage all the other aspects of life. And Pennsylvania has a tradition of doing that very well. And I think that contributes to why we have such a great behavioral health system here.
Dr. Harford, if somebody would like more information about this topic, where can they find it?
Well, certainly if anyone's a UPMC or Community Care Behavioral Health member, you can call the number on your card or visit the website. And we're happy to get you more information about mental health resources or get you connected to care. If people have insurance through another provider, whether through their employer or through Pennsylvania's Medicaid program, they can also call the number on their card. For folks that don't have insurance or have other questions, every county in Pennsylvania maintains a mental health resource number. Most have websites as well. That can be information on local resources as well as on how to access free or low-cost care for folks that are uninsured. Nationally, I mentioned the Mental Health America website, MHA.org, is a good resource, as is the federal government's SAMHSA website. It's S-A-M-H-S-A, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.gov.
My guest is Dr. Matthew Herford, the president and CEO of the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center's Community Care Behavioral Health Organization. Dr. Herford, thank you for being a guest on the program.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.